This is program number LW2205. Worry, worry, worry. What shall I worry about today? Hi, this is Larry West. I've got a story for you. It's a true one. If you worry a lot, maybe it'll help. Mr. Abbott from a small town in Missouri tells it. It's about himself. And here's what he said. I used to worry a lot, but, he said, one spring day in 1934, I was walking down the street when I saw a sight that vanished all my worries. It happened in 10 seconds, but during those 10 seconds, I learned more about how to live than I had learned in the previous 10 years. Now, Mr. Abbott was telling this story to Mr. Dale Carnegie, and here's what Mr. Abbott said happened during those 10 seconds that day back in 1934. Here's what he said. For 2 years, I had been running a grocery store. I had not only lost all my savings, but I had incurred debts that took me 7 years to pay back. My grocery store had been closed the previous Saturday, and now I was going to the Merchants and Miners Bank to borrow money so that I could go to Kansas City to look for a job. He goes on. I walked like a beaten man. I had lost all my fight and faith. Then suddenly, I saw coming down the street a man who had no legs. He was sitting on a little wooden platform equipped with wheels from roller skates. He propelled himself along the street with a block of wood in each hand. I met him just after he had crossed the street and was starting to lift himself up a few inches over the curb to the sidewalk. As he tilted his little wooden platform to an angle, his eyes met mine. He greeted me with a grand smile. "Good morning, sir. It's a fine morning, isn't it?" he said with spirit. As I stood looking at him, Mr. Abbott continues, I realized how rich I was. I had two legs. I could walk. I felt ashamed of my self-pity. I said to myself, if he can be happy, cheerful, and confident without legs, I certainly can with legs. I could already feel my chest lifting. I intended to ask the Merchants and Miners Bank for only $100, but now I had the courage to ask for $200. I had intended to say that I wanted to go to Kansas City to try to get a job, but now I announced confidently that I wanted to go to Kansas City to get a job. I got the loan, and I got the job. You know, it's amazing, isn't it, that sometimes we get blinded to how well off we really are, and sometimes we just can't see it until we notice someone else who doesn't have what we have. Consider this. The sun was shining in my eyes, and I could hardly see to do the necessary task that was allotted me. Resentful of that vivid glare, I started to complain, but all at once, upon the stair, I heard a blind man's cane. Whenever you get to feeling sorry for yourself, it sort of helps to know that there are others worse off who don't feel sorry for themselves. After Mr. Abbott told Mr. Carnegie his story, he told him, I now have some words pasted on my bathroom mirror, and I read them every morning as I shave. Here's what they say. I had the blues because I had no shoes, until upon the street I met a man who had no feet. You know, our fretting, our worrying is really a decision that we make ourselves. We can decide that we're not going to worry. We can decide that we're not going to let what happens to us on the outside change what we are inside. When John Quincy Adams was 80 years old, a friend greeted him on the street one day and said, "Well, how's John Quincy Adams today?" Adams replied by saying, "John Quincy Adams is quite well, thank you. But the house where he lives is becoming dilapidated. It's tottering in the time, and the seasons are destroying it, and it's becoming quite uninhabitable. I guess I'll have to move out soon. But John Quincy Adams is quite well, thank you." Now, there was a man who was determined that what happened to him on the outside, even what was happening to his aging body, was not going to determine what he was on the inside. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible, which is the greatest book that's ever been written, said a long time ago, "For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." Think about that one today. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you free of charge. It's yours for the asking. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.